朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
不同的教会去拜访他们。
One picture is that so many ambassadors or brothers and sisters who went out to visit churches nearby.
另外一个是一批一批的弟兄姊妹在轮流进食。
And then also a group by group, people are fasting.
而且是整天的进食啊。
And they're fasting all day.
所以这个图画让我心里面一方面很感动，一方面也很心疼。
And these pictures, on one hand, moved my heart, and also, I feel.Your compassion toward the brothers and sisters.
这个轮番上阵的图画。
This picture that take turns, we go up to the front line.
我相信是要叫神得荣耀，也让神的旨意能够成就在我们中间。
I'm sure this move will glorify the Lord's name and also have His will done among us.
你看，像修华刚才讲的，神不是只是叫我们扩大我们的疆界而已。
Like the testimony I just shared, not only the Lord is going to extend our territory.
更重要的是，神在这里扩大我们的心胸，扩大我们的 capacity, 我们的度量。
But the Lord is also enlarging our heart and the capacity to serve.
你看，我们接触到伊朗的教会。
Like we make contact with Iranian church.
我们接触到美国的教会。
And American churches.
中国的教会。
Chinese churches.
上个礼拜，因为董智慧姊妹拉的线，还让我们四个弟兄姊妹去跟将近30个韩国牧师们交通。
And last Sunday.We went to have fellowship with more than 30 Korean pastors because of the contact of Christina.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们不是只是做一个关起门来自己享受神恩典的教会。
The Lord never intends that we would just enjoy His blessings with closed walls.
那从网络上来信鼓励我们、支持我们、陪着我们进食的大有人在啊。
There's so many brothers and sisters who told us that they are sharing our fasting with us.
所以我们心里面非常感动。
And that really moved our heart.
那因为我们在办公室上班，所以每一天在教会里面的守望祷告都看见有弟兄姊妹来。
And since we work in the church office, we see brothers and sisters who come to attend the watch prayer.
很多人一大清早上班之前跑到教会来祷告。
Many come to church to pray before they go to work in the morning.
有人中午用牺牲吃饭的时间跑到教会来祷告。
And some sacrifice their lunch break to come to church to pray.
我们礼拜三还有六位连长的弟兄姊妹。很多都80多岁的跑来祷告。
And on Wednesday, about 6 elderly brothers and sisters who joined the prayer watch.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们所求的都不是这些外面的事情，而是属灵的实际。
What we are asking, what we are after is not these outward activities, but the reality of the spiritual.
让我想起圣经里面约书亚记跟士师记是紧接在一起的啊。
It reminds me that in the Bible, the book of Joshua and Judges are together.
可是你如果读完这两卷书，你发现他们中间有一个很大的不同。
But then, if you read them, you will discover a big difference between these two books.
在约书亚记，当神百姓刚强的时候
，In the book of Joshua, when the people of God were strong,
没有一个仇敌可以在神百姓面前站立得住。
Not one enemy was able to stand before God's people.
而你当读到士师记的时候
，But when you read the book of Judges,
你发现几乎任何一个仇敌都可以来挟制、欺压神的百姓。
Then you notice just about anyone can come and oppress the people of God.
一次一次、一次又一次的，神的百姓落在非利士人、落在米甸人、落在各式各样仇敌的挟制底下。
Time after another, people of God fell into the hands of their enemy.
几乎任何一个仇敌兴起来，他们都可以侵占以色列、挟制以色列。
Just about any enemy can come and oppress and invade Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到这幅图画的对比没有？
Can you see the contrast of these differences?
可以是一模一样的环境。
Yes, they might face the same situation.
但是因为里面生命的情形不一样。
But because their inward life is different.
带下来完全不同的结果。
Therefore, they see different results.
一个是神百姓，没有一个仇敌能在他们面前站得住。
In one picture, not one enemy was able to stand before the people of God.
所有的仇敌都伏在约书亚和当时百姓的脚下。
All enemies were subdued before the feet of Joshua and the people of God.
神的百姓脚掌所踏之地都成为他们的产业。
Everywhere they set their feet on, that place become their possession.
仇敌都向他们降服。
And all the enemies were subdued and surrendered.
而四世纪里面都一再失败，一再失败，一再失败。
But yet people of God kept on being defeated in the book of Judges.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是一模一样的情形。
And we're facing the same situation today.
有多少时候，当我们光景不对的时候
，If our condition is not right before God,
一点点的病可以把我们这个人打倒。
A small sickness can strike us down.
一点点世界的诱惑可以叫我们落在试探，落在网罗之中。
A little temptation can cause us to be snared.
一点点家庭的问题可能让人 depressed 或者让人想自杀了。
A family problem can cause us depression, even thoughts of suicide.
在工作上碰到一点困难，我们整个人就思虑烦恼，睡不着觉了。
A little difficulty at work can cause us to lose sleep.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们刚强的时候
，But when we are strong，
我们知道所有的仇敌都是我们的食物
，Then we know that all our enemies are our food。
所有的仇敌让我们这个人在主面前更刚强
，And all the enemies can only cause us to be stronger in the Lord。
弟兄姊妹啊，因此当这一阵子当我们在呼召弟兄姊妹起来进食的时候
，But these days we're calling brothers and sisters to fast。
我请求弟兄姊妹不要漏过这个机会啊
，Ask that you will not waste this opportunity。
啊，我最近在读 Bill Bright 他们所写的那些。进食的见证。
Recently, I've been reading testimonies of fasting written, collected by Bill Bright.
哎，我发现光光在美国就不知道有多少上千的教会曾经参加过四十天的进食啊。
Then I realized that more than 1,000 churches in America have participated in 40-day fasting.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是需要认识进食的宝贵。
We need to know the value of fasting.
很多人在里面做见证说他们太晚参加进食了。
A lot of people testify that they joined the fasting too late.
就像很多基督徒信主以后说我为什么没有早点信耶稣一样。
Just、like many Christians would regret, how come I did not become Christian sooner?
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚开始操练进食的时候，一定会面对考验的。
When we start fasting, for sure we will face challenges.
就跟淑美说的 ，potato chips 放在嘴巴又拿出来，弟兄姊妹，这都是很宝贵的学习啊。
Just like Sister Amy just shared, she had to take the potato chip out of her mouth, but this is a very precious practice and lesson.
从前我们可能连马铃薯 potato 看都不想看的。
Before we probably did not even look at potatoes.
进食的时候连马铃薯的味道都很香的。
When you are fasting, even potatoes taste good.
那从前人家说吃到七成饱活到老，我们七成饱不过瘾呢。
People usually advise that don't eat to full stomach, just 70% full. But that's not satisfying.
你进食的时候，有时候都想连一粒花生米都偷吃一下，都很过瘾，对不对
？But then when you're fasting, you long for even a peanut.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，当神在这里带领我们操练的时候
，So when God is leading us to practice fasting,
我们才发现原来我们对食物是这样子的依赖，没有办法脱离它的束缚。
Then we realize our tremendous dependency on food that we cannot break away.
上个礼拜我们也说过，希望借着操练进食，我们不光只是对食物进食啊。
Last week I sharedthrough fasting, not only that we fast food.
我们借着进食来认识到底在我们身上有哪些东西捆绑我们。
But through fasting, we get to recognize.What is binding us?
可能是电视，可能是钱财，可能是网络，可能是任何一件事情。
It could be TV, could be money, could be internet, could be anything.
让我们借着这一段的时间，我们被神分别出来。
But let's use this period to be separate out unto God.
虽然刚才淑美已经复习了一遍，我再跟大家复习一遍上个礼拜讲的进食的五件祝福，还记不记得
？I will review with you five blessings of fasting.
第一个是什么？上礼拜听过，刚刚他有讲过，生命更纯净，生活更敬虔，记不记得
？That our life would be more purified and more godly.
第二件事情
，Second blessing，
与神更为亲密。
I will be closer to God.
第三件事情
，Third，
灵里更为敏锐。
I will have more sensitivity in the spirit.
平常怎么会为了吃一个东西觉得不对呢？
Normal times we will not be convicted if we eat something.
平常怎么会为了一个思想，我们里面会有那么直接的感觉，觉得不圣洁呢
？We'll be convicted by a ungodly thought.
从前也不会为了讲错一句话，马上就敏感到我今天不属灵。
Or we'll be convicted by a word that we miss. We speak.
你会发现你在进食的时候，你灵里面真的非常的敏锐啊。
But when we are fasting, our spirits are more sensitive.
第四件事情。
But the fourth blessing.
经常带下转机。
That we bring about breakthrough.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那个困境的突破。
That we can break through our difficulty.
危机的解除。
And then we will do away the crisis.
仇敌的失败。
And then the defeat of the enemy.
或者我们属灵的转机啊，那就是说你追求圣灵充满，你常常在进食的里面会得着。
Oh, it will bring about our spiritual turning point.
第五件事情
the number five blessing.
记不记得蒙受特别的祝福
That we will receive special blessing.
弟兄姊妹我希望我们在座的弟兄姊妹我们加油
I hope that we will keep going.
每一次饿的时候
Every time when you feel hungry.
对我们都是提醒
It's a reminder.
是祷告的提醒
It's a reminder to pray.
叫我们去亲近神转向神
That we will turn and be drawn to God.
所以你那天饿几次，你至少就祷告几次了。
So, however times you feel hungry, that many times you will come to God to pray.
每一次饿的时候是一个征战的提醒。
And every time we are hungry, we're reminded to fight.
要让我们知道 CUP 的打仗正在前面。
And we know the battle of CUP is right in front of us.
每一次饿的时候是我们感恩的提醒。
And every time we are hungry, it's a reminder to be thankful.
平常吃东西都很少感恩的。
Because we hardly thank for food in normal days.
你有没有进食完那一天第一次吃东西的时候，你会不会很感谢？
Don't you feel thankful the first meal after your fasting?
有一个说不出来的感恩，哇，我可以自由的吃东西。
And your heart is full of thanksgiving. Now I can eat freely what I want.
而且什么东西都好吃。
And everything tastes so good.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学会，让借着这个饿的感觉，让我们属灵上有突破啊。
That through these experience of hunger that will have a spiritual breakthrough.
我不能再讲了，我们今天讲我们要讲的题目。
Okay, now let's go back. Let's go to our topic today.
我们一连串讲属灵的征战。
We have a series of topics on spiritual battle.
弟兄们怎么样子胜过仇敌呢
？That how brothers overcome the enemy.
今天我们讲到第八章。
This is the number eight topic.
我定的主题叫虽然疲乏还是追赶。
So exhausted, but keep up the pursuit.
说到我们在主面前那个持续的力量，不妥协的力量。
This is the strength to endure and not compromise.
我们在神面前不灰心，我们不放弃。
That we will not despair nor give up.
今天的经文诗篇十八篇三十七节，我们一起同声来读。
Let's read together Psalm 18, verse 37. It's on your program sheet.
我要追赶我的仇敌，并要追上他们。不将他们灭绝，我总不归回。你注意到我要追赶。
It says I will pursue.
要追上。
And I will overtake them.
然后要灭绝。
And I will destroy them.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫的祷告。
And this is the prayer of David.
不容许仇敌自由进出在我们中间。
He will not allow the enemy to come and go freely.
我要去追赶仇敌。
I will pursue my enemies.
不是只把他吓跑，他说我要追上他。
Not only to scare them away, but to overtake them.
而且追上他以后，他说我要灭绝他。
And after I catch them, I will destroy them.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们在主的面前没有这样子一个绝对的心智，
If we do not have this resolution and determination,
仇敌永远会回来的。
The enemy will always come back.
他借着我们的软弱，
through our weaknesses,
借着外面的环境的危险，
through the threats of our situation,
他一直有一个目的要把我们打跑，把我们打倒。
He always has this purpose to destroy us.
要叫我们从神的旨意中滑跌出去。
That we will be out of God's will.
要叫我们不能够承受神在我们身上命定给我们的祝福。
That we will not be able to inherit the blessings that God ordained for us.
所以在征战的里面有一个重要的秘诀，就是我们里面要带着一个忠心到底、忠心至死的这个决定。
So in battles, there's a key, there's a secret to be faithful unto death.
那尤其是在时间拖长、难处加大、力量耗竭的时候。
Especially when the duration of the battle is getting longer and longer, and difficulty enlarges, and the strengths are worn out.
弟兄姊妹，环境在我们的身上。
Yes, the situations might be pressing upon us.
这个困难本身就是一个挑战。
The difficulties by itself is a challenge.
如果再加上时间拖长的话，
and if the duration keeps dragging,
那个考验的力量就增加不知道多少倍。
And the pressure of testing.
而在时间拖长的里面
And then when time keep on dragging,
而我们里面的力量开始耗竭的时候那个试探就显得更重了
And when our inner strength started to wear out that temptation and testing becomes even larger.
但是启示录告诉我们弟兄们胜过他。
But yeah, the book of Revelation tells us that brothers overcome him.
借着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
By the blood of the lamb and the word of their testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这都不是喊两声就解决就得胜了。
And these are the battles are not won just by shouting out these things.
底下说到他们虽至于死。也不爱惜自己的生命。
The Bible continues to say that they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
说到这个挑战的大跟拖长。
That this challenge is not only great, but takes a long time.
所以如果大家回家继续有空读诗篇十八篇的话。
So if you have time, please continue to read Psalm 18.
大卫不仅仅要追仇敌。
Not only that David wants to pursue his enemies.
要追上仇敌。
But he will overtake them.
他要叫所有的仇敌伏在他的脚下。
He will subdue all his enemies before his feet.
他要将仇敌灭绝他才回来。
He will only turn back when the enemies are destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹希望我们在主的面前求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us now.
像我们这个 CUP 的事情。
Like our application for CUP.
其实从我们的第一个 draft, 第一个写出来的 plan 给 City 的时候，那是2004年12月。
We started sending in the first draft in the December of year 2004.
我们已经被拖了两年多了。
It's been dragging on for 2 years.
如果从我们买下来2005年9月6号算起的话。
And then we purchased the building September 6th, year 2005.
也已经被拖了一年半了。
And we have, it's been a year and a half.
我们每一次所写的东西送给市政府又被打回来，送进去又被打回来。
We keep on turning into our drafts only get rejected again and again.
一共几次？
You know how many times?
记不记得？
Do you remember how many times?
王弟兄几次？十次，跟国父十次革命一样。
Ten times.
弟兄姊妹，我们进进出出十次了。
We went in and out of City Hall 10 times.
你如果有参加教会祷告会的话
，If you participate in the church prayer meeting，
如果你真正关心这件事情发展的话
，If you care about the progress of this issue，
我相信我们都经历过灰心、失望和沮丧。
I'm sure all of us have experienced disappointment and despair.
如果你从来没有灰心、失望、沮丧的话
，You never felt despair or disappointed.
要么你是一个伟大的得胜者
，Either you're a great victor.
要么就是这件事情对你不痛不痒，你不关心
，Or you're not very caring about it.
弟兄姊妹，当你真正摆进来的时候，你一定失望的。
If you really get involved, for sure you will be disappointed.
怎么可能又被打回来呢
？How can we get rejected again?
怎么可能为了拼字拼错又打回来呢
？How can they turn us down?Just because of spelling errors.
怎么原来说都好了，为什么现在突然又加进新的要求呢
？How come they keep on coming up new conditions?
怎么说好要给我们的这些人又生病又请假又度假去了
？Why is that they promised that they would do it and then now they're on vacation or they're sick?
弟兄姊妹，一次又一次，一次又一次。
Time after time.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们是个考验。
This is a test.
但是弟兄们胜过他。
But yet brothers overcome.
弟兄姊妹，神不仅仅考验我们的信心。
Not only God is testing our faith.
神也要在你建立那个持续的信心啊。
But God is building an enduring faith.
忍耐到底必然得救。
Endure to the last, and you will be saved.
忍耐到底必然得胜。
Endure to the last, and you will have victory.
弟兄姊妹，教会的征战是这样。
This is the same with the battles of church.
你我个人的征战也是这样。
The same principle applies to our personal life.
你们有没有很多人为自己的家人祷告很多年，他还不得救的
？Any one of you pray for your unsaved family for a long time before they were saved?
我们有没有很多人为自己的生病病得医治很久没得到答应的
？Have you been praying for your sickness for a long time?
我们向神求一件事或者一个难处被解决，多年没有答应。
We ask God for a solution to our problems.He did not answer for many years.
弟兄姊妹，为什么患难生忍耐
？That is why, difficulties will produce perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance character.
而你稀奇的是，老练就生出盼望来。
And what's amazing is that when character is formed, there's hope.
而神应许我们这些盼望不至于羞愧。
And God promises that.Hope will not disappoint us.
很多时候我们一开始的盼望常常是错的。
A lot of times we start out with false hope.
常常不是从神来的。
We start with a hope that did not come from God.
常常是有掺杂我们自己不知道的。
And then it's very mixed and we do very impure and we do not know.
所以神借着时间在这里洁净我们所有的祷告和盼望。
Through time, God is purifying our hopes and our prayers.
以前说有一个乡下人第一次进城啊。
There was a story, a person from village came to the city for the first time.
他对城市这些现代的生活完全不了解，他是很穷的乡下过生活。
And he did not understand the lifestyles in the city.
他进了城市以后，最让他惊讶的一件事情。
What amazes him the most in the city?
就是一个铁盒子。
It's a metal box.
就是大楼里面的铁盒子。
It's a big metal box in the midst of.Tall building.
用今天的话叫做电梯。
Today we call those boxes elevators.
他站在那里看那个铁盒子开开来。
He observed those big boxes. The door will open.
老太太走进去。
An old lady walked in.
然后铁盒子关起来。
And then the door closed.
过一下铁盒子打开来。
And after a little while, the box opened again.
一个很漂亮的小姐走出来。
A young beautiful lady comes out.
哇，她高兴得不得了，就冲回家去把她的太太拉来。
So he was so happy, he went home and brought his wife.
把她放进去。
And put his wife in the box.
放了多少次出来还是她太太。
But then no matter how many times he put her in,
it came out the same. 这叫做错误的盼望。
And that is false hope.
我们的盼望是建立在神的应许上面。
But our hope has to be grounded on God's promise.
而这个盼望让我们能够面对一切的考验。
And that hope will cause us to be able to face all challenges.
而在这个患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
当我们生命真老练的时候。
When we become mature,
我们知道神要的是什么。
And we know what God wants.
我们也因着这样子的祷告，我们有充足的把握。
Therefore, we pray with assurance.
因为时间的关系，我在圣经上所列的这些美好的榜样，哈，我没有空讲。
I listed many beautiful examples throughout the Bible, but we have no time to go over them.
但是我真的希望弟兄姊妹回家好好去读它。
But I hope that you will read them.
多少圣经的榜样都说到他们面对仇敌的时候。
All these examples tell us when the
像亚玛力人的征战，摩西、约书亚他们征战直到日落。
When people of God faced the enemies, like when Moses was fighting with the Amalekites, they were holding hands up until sundown.
把杀了亚玛力王和他一切的百姓。
They killed all the Amalekites.
你千万不要以为说怎么这么残忍。
Please do not think about the cruelty of the battle.
你知道亚玛力人是神百姓出埃及要走天路的时候第一个出现的仇敌。
Remember that Amalekites was the first enemy during the Israelites pilgrim in the wilderness.
他拦住神的百姓在神的旨意中往前，他拦住神的百姓在这里承受神所应许的祝福。
They tried all means to stop the people of God and from.Inheriting God's promises.
就在你我今天的经历里面。
And then they exist today in our experience.
充满了亚玛力人这样子的工作。
There are all kinds of work of the Amalekites in our personal life.
当你真正要顺服神的旨意往前去的时候。
When you're determined to obey God and follow His will.
当你真正凭着圣经的应许要来承受神给的祝福的时候。
When you are about to inherit God's promises according to the scriptures.
亚玛力人立刻出现拦阻击杀我们。
Amalekites would immediately appear and try to destroy them.
亚玛力人做的另外一件事情。
The other thing Amalekites did.
生命记二十五章告诉我们，他趁着百姓疲乏、软弱、困倦的时候。
Deuteronomy 25 tells us while the people of God were exhausted and tired.
他们从队伍的后面去击杀那些软弱、走不动路的人。
And they tried to capture and destroy those left behind.
就像今天我们软弱的时候被仇敌吞吃。
Just like when we were weak today, we are being devoured by our enemies.
就像我们在教会里面看见有多少软弱的人被仇敌掳去了。
We see this at church also. So many weak are being captured by the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，约书亚的征战一直要把亚玛力人的工作从中间除去。
Therefore, Joshua was to destroy the work of the Amalekites once for all.
所以你最近进食祷告，你就可以为着现在那个看不见的亚玛力人，我们求神叫他们失败的。
While we're fasting today, we can pray that we will destroy the invisible Amalekites so that they can be defeated.
约书亚打艾城，他手中的短枪不收回来。
When Joshua was fighting in the battle of Ai, he would not withWe will not draw back the hand that holds the javelin. He held out his javelin until the victory is won.
而我今天的主题是讲到基甸跟三百个勇士，他们虽然疲倦了。
And Gideon and his 300 men, even though they were exhausted.
圣经上说他们还是追赶。
Yeah, the scripture tells us that they kept up the pursuit.
米甸人是专门破坏神儿女们属灵粮食的。
The Midianites kept on destroying the food of the God's people.
四世纪第五章讲到每一次当神百姓们撒种的时候。
The book of Judges chapter 5 tells us every time the people of God sow seed.
米甸人立刻像海边的沙这么多来围绕他们。
The Midianites will come and surround them like the sea on the sand on the ocean.
圣经上说到他们毁坏全地。
And the Bible says they will destroy all the land.
让神百姓极其穷乏。
So that the people of God were in impoverished state.
我相信在座信主多年的都已经知道我在说什么。
I'm sure all of us who have been Christians for a while know what I'm talking about.
这是属灵粮食的争夺战啊。
This is the battle for spiritual food.
今天多少的教会喊饥荒，你知道吗？
Do you know that many churches are in famine?
他们在聚会的里面得不到属灵的粮食。
They cannot get spiritual food in their meeting.
每一次撒种的时候，米甸人立刻来。
Every time God's children sow the seed, the Midianites will come immediately.
他们毁坏全地，叫神儿女们活在贫乏软弱之中。
They destroy the land so that the people of God live in poverty.
而基甸带着三百个人。
Yet Gideon led 300 men.
他们不仅仅已经杀了十二万个人啊。
Not only that, they destroyed 120,000.
圣经上说只剩下一万五千个人。
Only 15,000 left.
只剩下九分之一了。
So only one ninth of the enemies we
made. 对我们来说可以休息了。
For us, we probably say, okay, it's good enough, time to rest.
因为已经大获全胜了嘛。
Because we have won the victory already.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他们虽然已经疲乏，他们还是追赶。
But yet the Bible tells us, even though they were exhausted, that yet they kept up the pursuit.
因为这两个王还在那里活着。
Because those two kings still remain alive.
直到全部毁灭。
Until everyone was destroyed.
弟兄姊妹啊，打仗一定会累的啊。
For sure, we will grow tired when we are in a battle.
虽然我们有时候在教会唱诗哈利路亚，耶稣得胜，荣耀的消息，我们都唱得很喜乐。
Sometimes when we sing a hymn at church, we sing joyfully that God has won the victory.
进到战场真是会疲倦的。
But yet when we are truly engaged in the battle, we will feel tired.
跟你们稍微分享一点我个人的见证，好，主如果原谅我的话。
I'll share with you some of my personal testimony.
我说如果我年轻的时候就知道我的病会在我身上四十多年还在的话。
If I knew when I was young that the sickness would stay with me for 40 years.
我一定走不下去了。
There was no way I could keep on going.
可是在这一路上走过来。
But as I went through all these years.
神一路上在这里加我们的力量。
The Lord kept on strengthening me.
虽然一次又一次的手术。
One surgery after another.
没有一个医生能够真正解决我的问题。
No one single doctor can help solve my problem.
你说会不会疲倦？
Do you think I would be tired?
当然会疲倦。
Of course.
尤其有时候所祷告的跟所得到的结果不一样。
Especially when we do not get the answer that we pray for.
里面充满了很多的问题，有时候灰心。
We'll be full of confusion and sometimes despair.
但是弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的要求叫我们不要灰心了。
But yet the Lord tells us do not lose heart.
这次去芝加哥，去年年底去芝加哥生命季刊大会之前。
Right before I went to Chicago for the conference in last year,
在我去之前大概将近一个月的时候，就脸突然开始发麻哈。
It's about a month before I went to Chicago. I start feeling numb on my face.
然后开始神经抽痛。
And I start feeling the pain.
在芝加哥大会的期间，我到最后甚至连咬东西都不能咬，整个神经脸都痛。
During the conference at Chicago, it was to a point that I could hardly chew because it hurt.
但是后面几天我甚至弄吞的，咬一咬，轻轻咬一咬就把它吞下去。
During the last few days of the conference, I was just about swallowing my food. I couldn't chew.
当每一次仇敌借着疾病要来攻击的时候。
But every time when the enemy tried to attack us with a sickness.
在我们里面，在我跟聂斯的里面，我们就是不妥协。
But then, in the heart of my and my wife, we would not compromise.
就是要打倒我们，叫我们不要再走在主的路上。
Because they're just trying to strike us down so that we will not continue walking on the way.
让我们稍微体贴自己一点，疲乏了休息吧，不要再做了。
That we will care about our physical bodies a little bit more, that we will just stop.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。